贵港市2017年初中毕业升学考试试卷，英语一，听力理解。一，听句子，选择与句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number one, the children must be careful when they cross the road.
Number two,We're going to be volunteers in summer vacation.
Number three, he sent some flowers and a present to his mother on Mother's Day.
Number four, they often study by working with groups in class.
二，听句子，选择正确的答语，每个句子读一遍。
Number five, did you go to the movie last Saturday?
Number six, where is Lucy going to have her birthday party?
Number seven,How much did the new bike cost?
Number eight. When do they usually do their homework?
Number nine. Whose dictionary is this?
Number ten.What's the matter with Peter?
Three, 听对话，选择正确的答案。A, 你将听到五段对话及五个问题，选择正确的答案。每段对话及问题读两遍。
Number 11.Does Jenny like hamburgers?
No, she likes dumplings.
Question, what does Jenny like? Does Jenny like hamburgers?
No, she likes dumplings.
Question, what does Jenny like? Number 12. The airport is far from here.I think you should take a taxi.
But it's too expensive. I'd like to take the subway.
Question, how will the man go to the airport? The airport is far from here. I think you should take a taxi.
But it's too expensive. I'd like to take the subway.
Question, how will the man go to the airport?Number 13. My English is very poor.
Me too. I'll go to America to study it. What about you, Kate?
I'll go to Canada.
Question. Where will Kate go to study English?
My English is very poor.
Me too. I'll go to America to study it. What about you, Kate?
I'll go to Canada.
Question, where will Kate go to study English?
Number 14. Did you go to the Science Museum last Sunday, Dave?
Yes, I went there with Gina.
Why didn't John go with you?
Because he had to take care of his sister.
Question, who went to the Science Museum last Sunday?Did you go to the Science Museum last Sunday, Dave?
Yes, I went there with Gina.
Why didn't John go with you?
Because he had to take care of his sister.
Question, who went to the Science Museum last Sunday? Number 15. It's 10 o'clock now. Have you finished your homework, Jack?
Not yet. I began to do it at 9 o'clock. I think I need another 30 minutes to finish it.
Don't stay up too late.
I see.
Question. How long will it take Jack to finish his homework? It's 10 o'clock now. Have you finished your homework, Jack?
Not yet. I began to do it at 9 o'clock. I think I need another 30 minutes to finish it.
Don't stay up too late.
I see.
Question. How long will it take Jack to finish his homework?
B. 你将听到两段对话，请根据对话内容选择正确的答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段对话，回答第16至17小题。
Hi, Mike. You look very happy.
Yeah, I have passed the math exam.
I'm glad to hear that. How did you improve it so quickly?
By doing more exercises as often as possible. It helped me a lot.
I think it's a good way. Hi, Mike. You look very happy.
Yeah, I have passed the math exam.
I'm glad to hear that. How did you improve it so quickly?
By doing more exercises as often as possible. It helped me a lot.
I think it's a good way. What are you doing now, Tom?
I'm watching a football match on TV. It's very exciting.
Turn off the TV. It's your bedtime. Go to bed.
Do I have to? I think it's early.
Early? It's already 12 o'clock.
But I won't go to school tomorrow.
Yes, but tomorrow you have to get up early and go to visit the Great Wall.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Have you packed your camera yet?
No, this afternoon my brother did.
What are you doing now, Tom?
I'm watching a football match on TV. It's very exciting.
Turn off the TV. It's your bedtime. Go to bed.
Do I have to? I think it's early.
Early? It's already 12 o'clock.
But I won't go to school tomorrow.
Yes, but tomorrow you have to get up early and go to visit the Great Wall.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Have you packed your camera yet?
No, this afternoon my brother did.
Mr. Green is 69 years old. He's from France. He opens a private library which provides thousands of books for people to read for free. There are 50,000 books in Mr. Green's library. He started collecting the books in 1983. When he worked as a trash collector, he carried the books home. He hoped he would open a library one day. Someone wanted to pay him much to buy his books, but he refused. His grandson said, "My grandfather loves the books even more than his own life." However, Mr. Green gave away 2,000 books to a library. Mr. Green hoped that more people could read the books. Books mean treasure. I will continue to collect and share books, Mr. Green said.
Mr. Green is 69 years old. He's from France. He opens a private library which provides thousands of books for people to read for free. There are 50,000 books in Mr. Green's library. He started collecting the books in 1983. When he worked as a trash collector, he carried the books home. He hoped he would open a library one day. Someone wanted to pay him much to buy his books, but he refused. His grandson said, "My grandfather loves the books even more than his own life." However, Mr. Green gave away 2,000 books to a library. Mr. Green hoped that more people could read the books. Books mean treasure. I will continue to collect and share books, Mr. Green said.
听短文，根据所听到的内容完成下面的表格，每空一词，短文读两遍。
Dear Lily, thanks a lot for your invitation, but I'm sorry I can't go to climb the mountain with you on the weekend because I have no time. On Saturday morning, I will go boating. On Saturday afternoon,I'm going to the sports club. On Saturday evening, I'm going to watch a tennis match. On Sunday morning, I'm going to the old people's home with my classmates. We will dance for the old people. And then in the afternoon, I have to study for a physics test. Can you come over to my house next Sunday? I have some new CDs. I'm sure you'll like them.We can watch them together. Yours, Alice.
Dear Lily, thanks a lot for your invitation, but I'm sorry I can't go to climb the mountain with you on the weekend because I have no time. On Saturday morning, I will go boating. On Saturday afternoon, I'm going to the sports club. On Saturday evening,I'm going to watch a tennis match. On Sunday morning, I'm going to the old people's home with my classmates. We will dance for the old people, and then in the afternoon, I have to study for a physics test. Can you come over to my house next Sunday? I have some new CDs. I'm sure you'll like them. We can watch them together. Yours, Alice.